A gas pressure washer can turn into an expensive mistake if you treat it like a bigger electric pressure washer. It can be powerful, portable, and useful, but it also needs real maintenance. Before you buy one, look past the biggest PSI number on the box. Pressure matters, but it is not the only thing that decides whether the machine is worth owning. The pump is one of the first details to check. A cheaper machine may start easily and still have a pump that is hard to service. A stronger machine may also be more equipment than you need for occasional home cleaning. Simpson says direct drive units are usually smaller, lighter, more cost-effective, and need less maintenance. It also says belt drive units are generally better suited to commercial use above 20 hours per week. That is a big clue for homeowners. More expensive commercial-style equipment can make sense when it is used heavily. For a driveway once in a while, it may be more machine than you want to store, fuel, and maintain. For frequent jobs, the opposite can be true. A low-cost, high PSI washer with unclear pump support may be the wrong bargain. Check the pump type. Check the rated gallons per minute. Check whether replacement hoses, spray guns, seals, and nozzles are easy to find. Also check whether the pump oil is serviceable. The next issue is pump damage. Some pressure washer mistakes are simple, but they can be expensive. Simpson's Quick Start guidance warns that running the engine with the water supply off can damage the pump, and says resulting pump damage is not covered under warranty. That means water flow is not optional once the engine is running. The guide also warns about letting the unit run without spraying for more than 2 minutes. That can overheat the pump. For a used washer, a running engine is not enough. Look for pump leaks, damaged hoses, taped fittings, missing nozzles, and a proper test with water connected. Fuel is the other place where a gas washer can punish occasional use. Many people buy one for seasonal jobs, then it sits for months. Simpson's Quick Start guidance warns that old gasoline can clog fuel systems and says the damage is not covered under warranty. It also warns that gasoline with more than 10% alcohol, including E15 or E85, can damage the engine and is not covered. So the fuel choice matters before the first pull, and storage matters before the first winter. A Generac manual says the engine and pump should be prepared for storage if the washer will not be used for more than 30 days. The same manual says freezing temperatures can permanently damage the pump and make the unit inoperable. It also says freeze damage is not covered under warranty. That is a serious detail. You need safe fuel storage. You need space to store the machine properly. You need the patience to follow the storage routine before long breaks or cold weather. If that routine sounds like too much, an electric model may be a better fit. A gas washer can still be the right choice for portable outdoor cleaning. It just needs to be treated like engine-powered equipment, not a plug-and-play appliance. Safety is the next buying check. Gas pressure washers are outdoor machines. NIOSH warns against using gasoline-powered engines and tools inside buildings or partially enclosed spaces, unless the engine can be placed outdoors and away from air intakes. That warning is about carbon monoxide. A garage with the door open is still not the same as safe outdoor operation. A shed, basement, enclosed patio, or other tight space can be dangerous. Do not buy a gas washer for a job that requires indoor or enclosed use. The spray may also injure you in ways that look minor at first. CDC guidance says high-pressure spray wounds should get medical attention as soon as possible. A tiny puncture can be more serious if water or chemicals were forced under the skin. That is especially important when detergent or other cleaning chemicals are involved. Model-specific recalls are another reason to search before buying. CPSC announced an expanded recall in May 2026 for certain Generac and DR Power electric start pressure washers. The issue involved an electronic start and stop button that could malfunction and self-start. That could create a carbon monoxide hazard if the unit was in a confined space. The expanded recall covered about 16,260 additional units after an earlier recall of about 53,000 units. The recall is a reminder to check the exact model number, not just the brand or product type. Before buying, download the manual. Read the fuel rules, oil rules, detergent instructions, storage steps, and warranty exclusions. Then match the washer to your surfaces. Siding, vehicles, decks, and older concrete may not need the highest pressure you can buy. A guide that tells you to test surfaces is not just being cautious. It is telling you that pressure can damage the wrong material. So buy for the actual job, not the most impressive PSI number. A good gas pressure washer is worth owning when you need portable outdoor cleaning power and will maintain it. A bad fit is one you only use twice. Store with old fuel and forget before freezing weather. The decision should come down to pump support, fuel discipline, storage space, safety limits, and parts availability. Check those details first, and the machine is much less likely to surprise you later.